This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining us and counting the privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. And we trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could pray with us. Fathers, we bow before you. We thank you for your many blessings upon us. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to be here on the radio with the listeners. I pray that you'd bless them and help them, Lord, for Jesus' sake. I ask you today, Lord, that you'd bless the broadcast folks that help get us on the air. And Lord, most of all, that you'd touch the word of God. It'd go out and have free course. Now, once again, Lord, if you would, just bless the children's homes, the mission work. Please be with the missionaries and help them supply every need according to your riches and glory. And may your will be done, Lord. And we'll thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few real quick announcements concerning the work. I ask you to pray for our children's homes. We have one in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, as well as one in Romania. And then especially, if you would, right now, pray for the feeding centers that we have in Romania and Bulgaria, where the missionaries in those churches that's been established there, they tried to feed the children in these villages. There's about 35 villages, I think, that they feed the children in daily. And last month, we were about $1,500 short on the money to feed them, and we were able to gather that together and send it over there, and we sure don't want to let these little ones go hungry, and we send it over there in the name of Jesus. He does it. He's the one we're looking to, but anyway, if you would pray for this need, if you'd like to help in that, I'll give you a mailing address here in just a few minutes. We would greatly appreciate it. I trust the Lord will bless you for it. But as I said, pray for them. Pray for all the missionaries and all the mission work. There's a couple of buildings that they're working on over there right now. Pray for them as they do this. They're able to get one dried in just real recently and got it ready where they can work on it during the winter and things. And we're grateful for what the Lord is doing there. And many souls has been saved, and people are coming to the knowledge of Jesus, and we're grateful and thankful for that. But anyway, as I said, pray for them. And by the time this broadcast comes out, I guess Israel has been in a war for a few days, and pray for those folks over there. Pray for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem. I mean, that's what we need, and I want the Lord to help them, and I know that He is. That is His people. And so if you would pray for them, and then also if you would just remember those in the Ukraine. The Bible said there'd be wars and rumors and wars, and it's all coming to pass. And during this time, we're just going to go on with what the Lord would have us to do. We trust you'll do the same, whatever He lays upon our heart. And then if you would write us at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And if you'd like to help in any of the feeding and or the churches or anything like that, the mission work, that would be the address you send it to. And then we have the children's home here in Bristol. All the other correspondence or mail that would come to it is for it. And it's at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at the end of the broadcast, I'll give you these mailing addresses again. But at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We'll trust you'll enjoy the message.
Thank you. folks ever gather round my bedside. Hear the doctor say my life's about to flee. You're a Christian in the crowd, and pussies in the doubt.
In Psalms 148, it said, praise ye the Lord, and praise ye the Lord from heaven, praise him in the heights, praise ye him, all his angels, praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon, praise him. All ye stars of light. And I said a while ago, all of that's going to pass away. The moon and the sun and the stars are going to pass away. But we'll keep on praising him. I mean, we'll praise him. And we praise him not just by shouting, but by telling how good he is, preaching about his goodness, exalting him, telling how great he is. I mean, if you can't preach, just get up and shout. If you can't shout, get up and preach. I mean, don't matter to me what you do, but we ought to praise God for what he's done and for his excellent power and his excellent greatness and his wonderful works that he's done to us. I mean, isn't he good to us? I mean, isn't he wonderful to us? I mean, everything he's done is great. Everything he's done is good. Everything he's done is wonderful. That's praising God when you brag on him. That's what you do. That's what it says. That's what the dictionary says, to praise the Lord. It says, praise ye heavens, praise the heavens. The heavens of the heavens is to praise the Lord. And ye waters that be above the heavens. Now, let me stop right here just a little bit and talk to you. I mean, he's saying some big stuff here. I mean, he's saying everything ought to praise him. Now, you say, well, how can they do it? I don't know how the sun talks. I don't know how the moon does it. I don't know how the waters above here does it. I don't know how the heavens talk, but God, you're hearing all of it. And if he said do it, I mean, if he said do it, they'll do it, bless God. Well, you know what they're doing or not. I mean, them stars out there twinkling one day may be waving at God. That may be what you're seeing. You thought, well, it did the twinkle in the star. No, God said, praise me. He said, I want the stars to praise me. I want the heavens to praise me. And the heavens of heavens to praise me. And the water above the heavens to praise me. And I sure don't want to sit here and not do my part. But he didn't die for the heavens. He didn't die for the moon. He didn't die for the sun. He didn't die for the stars. He died for me. And he died for you. And I don't want them to do something. And he didn't die for the angels. And he didn't die for the heavenly host. But he died for me. And we ought to praise him. The Bible said, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commandeth. And he commandeth, and they were created. And he also hath established them forever and ever. And he hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons. I mean, he said, I want the dragons to praise me. And he didn't even die for them. But they're praising him anyhow. You say, how you know? Because everything that I know of obeys God but us. Everything that God's made obeys him but us. And I guarantee you that the dragons are praising God. And the Bible said, and the deeps. Fire and hail and snow and vapor and stormy winds fulfilling his word. Can you imagine a wind coming by here? You've seen the whirlwinds. You know what they may be doing? Praising God.
Amen.
You see them storms out there, that stormy wind fulfilling his word. The fire and the hail is praising God. I mean, once in a while when you see the lightning out there, you see them streaks of flying through the air. You ever see them? They're not straight. They've got a little wave in them, a little wiggle in them. You know what they're doing? Praising God. I mean, when it's a lightning, if you notice, it's not just a straight streak. It's just a little wave in there. The hail bouncing up and down on the ground when it hits, jumping up and down, praising God. You ever notice how the hail does? I mean, did you ever notice how fire leaps? Praising God. Man, that's wonderful, isn't it? I don't know if I ever read this before. I sure ain't never preached on it. But the Bible said the mountains and the hills, fruitful trees and cedars, beasts and all creeping things, and flying fowls. And we're the only ones that he died for.
Amen.
And here we sit.
Amen. Bless
you, Lord. Well, you say, preacher, what does praise the Lord mean? It just means to exalt him.
Amen.
To brag on him.
Amen.
To talk about how good he is. To tell how wonderful he is.
Amen.
To tell how marvelous he is. To talk about all of his goodness. That's the way you do it. I mean, and if you can't do that, just shout it out.
Amen.
Skip around. Have you a good time like you've been doing tonight. And I want to tell God again, I thank him for coming by here. Boy, it's been rough for the last few services, man. It's been rough. But boy, I mean to tell you right now, he come through here tonight. And he visited some people tonight that didn't expect it. He got a hold of a few tonight that almost got out of the banks. I seen some of these young ladies. And I praise God for that, man. I want to tell you, I seen old Stephanie and this girl back here, Stephanie. Man, both of them, man, they're about ready to blow. I mean, a fuse, really. I mean, really, hallelujah to Jesus. Do you know that makes an old man like me feel good? To know when I'm a stepping off of the scene one of these days, there'll still be somebody down here praising God. And I mean, I seen Jane and her sister-in-law sitting there. I mean, her, they up here in that choir, man, they're about ready to go. And I mean, just about ready. Hey. You say, well, that's good. Barbara, that's good, isn't it? Hey. And nothing like it. It makes me feel good. How do you think it makes God feel when he's seen you down here almost ready to explode? How do you reckon God feel when he sees you waving at him? When he sees them tears running down? When he sees the joy inside of you and you're thinking about how good he is? You've been thinking about how wonderful he is and you can't hardly take it. I hope he gets so you can't take it. That ain't emotionalism. That's what he said to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I mean, it wouldn't hurt somebody just to stand up and just sort of wave your hand. If the lightning obeys God, and the thunder and the hail and the rain and the stormy winds and the rest of it, honey, it wouldn't hurt you. It might make you feel better just to stand up there and give him a little love offering, a little wave offering. Just say, God, I do thank you. I mean, you don't have to say nothing out loud. Wouldn't it be, oh, I mean, ain't God been good to you? I mean, can you imagine, hey, God's been good. Oh, he's been good. I mean, the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. How good he is. How wonderful the Lord is. How marvelous he is today. Oh, just praise your name. Just let the devil know whose side you're on. There'll be another round. You, some of you missed that, but there'll come another.
Amen.
Woo! I'm a feeling good and better. It says, I want the beast and the cattle and the creeping things and the flying fowl. I want all you to do it. Honey, there's somebody else in here that he's talking about. And do you think they're not going to do it? They will do it.
Amen.
All them fowls. You notice? See them things up there flopping like this?
Amen.
Praising him.
Amen.
You thought this flying. Honey, I've seen them fly without doing anything. But I've seen them doing this too. That's when they're waving at God. That's what he's doing, what he's supposed to be doing. When God told him to do that, every once you see a little old bird up there and they'll sail around, and every once in a while they'll do this. You know what? Man, I'm glad I'm up this high. I mean, he's saying, I'm glad I'm up here, and I'm glad I'm above the troubles, and I'm glad I'm above the sorrows. I'm glad I'm up here, and I'm sailing around. I don't care if it's a buzzard, bless God. I'd rather be a buzzard praising God than to be whatever else that you want to be and not praise him. Because he said to praise the Lord.
Amen.
He did say that.
Amen.
And then he said, further on down here, kings of the earth and all people.
Amen. Yeah.
Whew, that got you right there.
Amen.
Kings and all people. Didn't say a few of them, said all of them.
Amen.
Said all people. I'm talking about sinner people ought to praise God.
Amen.
I mean, you're breathing his breath. You're breathing his air, drinking his water, living on his earth. And I mean, looking at his heaven and the moon shining on you and the sun shines on you and the rain comes down on you. And bless God, if you ain't never going to heaven, you still ought to praise God that you're not in hell yet. You ought to thank God you're still on this side. You ought to praise him that you're not in hell yet. That's right. It says kings of the earth and all people, princes, and the judges of the earth, both young men and maidens and old men and children.
Amen.
Boy, that put it all in, didn't it?
Amen.
Yes.
Huh? Now, I'm talking, he said, praise ye the Lord, and then he goes on down and tells us who ought to do it. Are you going to, or just sit there and look at me and think, well, I will next time. This is it.
Amen.
We're getting ready for a camp meeting.
Amen.
And I'm not interested in what all goes on as far as I mean, I'm not trying to put on no dog in this camp meeting.
Amen.
But I want you to pray to God whether it's a camp meeting or not a camp meeting.
Amen.
And I don't want you to be ashamed because some dignitary comes by here. Honey, I want to tell you, there's nobody bigger than God.
Amen.
And I don't care who comes by here. The witch doctor bottle stopper comes by here and thinks, well, they're emotional. I don't care what they think. I'm saved. 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 By the grace of God.
Amen.
And it ain't nobody's business if I want to bless his name.
Amen.
For saving me. It ain't nobody's business if I want to bless him for doing what he's done for me. Pick me up out of the horrible pit, set my feet on a solid rock. He's established my going and put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto God. If he wants to do it, I'm thankful. And man, I mean, he done a lot more than that. I feel good. Been sick all day. But the great physician came by. Feel like a young man. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that's within me. Bless his holy name. Glory to him and glory to his name. And bless his name and honor and glory and thanksgiving and amen and amen and thanksgiving and honor and blessings and glory and hallelujah and whatever else you can think of. Do it to the glory of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Keep on, children. Keep on a doing it. Keep on a doing it. I mean, it's wonderful. It's good to do it. Oh, it ought to be done. I mean, think about him dying for you. Think about him dying for you, suffering for you, and coming back to get you one day. Yes, sir. Yeah. Don't grieve the Spirit. Don't you quench the Spirit. Don't you grieve the Spirit. You do what I'm preaching for you to do tonight. He's been too good. I mean, he's come by here. I mean, he's come by here to help you tonight. He come by here to do something for you tonight. He come by here to bless you tonight. He come by here to love you tonight. He come by here to help you up.
Yes, amen.
Woo!
stand up once. Give him glory. Just stand there. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His name alone is excellent. And that's what it says to praise him. That's what it means, just excellent. His name is excellent. Alone. I mean, if you ain't done nothing else, just his name's excellent. I mean, if he hadn't saved you, his name's enough to praise him. Then the Bible said, and his glory is above the earth and the heavens. And he exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all of his saints, and the children of Israel, a people nearer unto him, praise ye the Lord. He's wonderful, isn't he?
Yes.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song. And his praises in the congregation of the saints. And that's what we're doing. He did say, praise the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song. And his praise in the congregation. Let Israel rejoice with him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful to their king. My Lord, and let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises to him with a tremble in the heart. Let them let the Lord take pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Yes. Glory to God. I mean, he's going to beautify us.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.